Chapter 3. My Diary. My first night on the island, I climbed a tree because I was afraid of wild animals. All I had was a knife, a pipe, and some tobacco. I didn't sleep. I smoked my pipe and listened to the sound of strange birds screaming and things moving through the trees. In the morning, I saw that part of our ship was in the water, not far from the beach. I swam out to it and climbed on board. There was no one there. But I found guns, gunpowder, some bread, sugar, rum, and flour. I made a small raft from broken pieces of wood to bring these things back to the island. But I had to go and come back many times. I made a tent from one of the ship's sails, and I hid the food and gunpowder in a small cave. I walked to the highest part of the island and looked around. The island was quite large, but there were no people on it. I looked out to sea, and there were no boats. Why did this happen to me? I thought. Is it because I didn't listen to my father? Why am I so unlucky at sea? But I'm still alive. There must be some reason for that. I found a pen and paper on the ship, and I began to write a diary. It helped me remember what day it was, but it also showed me how my thoughts about life changed. I still have some of its pages. October the 1st, 1659. Every morning I wake up when I hear the birds singing. I have a breakfast of fruit and coconut milk, and then I prepare the raft to go to the ship. In the afternoon I go for a walk and explore the island. Slowly I find I am not afraid to be alone. December the 25th, 1659. It's Christmas Day, and it's raining. I felt lonely in the morning, but then I made two new shelves. I cleaned and organized the tent. Now I have a candle lit, and I am writing, and I feel very peaceful. Hard work makes me feel good. January the 1st, 1660. Today I found a dog. What a surprise! It's a small brown dog with dark eyes and a very friendly face. I call him Paul, and I want to teach him to hunt. May the 14th, 1660. Each day I see that I have everything I need. I fish when I want. In my garden I have rice and corn, and the island has fruit, cocoa trees, and sugar plants. But I still think of ways to leave. June the 23rd, 1660. I am dying. I feel it. I am cold, then hot. My whole body hurts. If someone finds this diary, I want my parents to know that I am sorry for not listening to them.